fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, big fellow. Hail, Silver. Hoy!
The arrival of the afternoon train was an event of social importance in the little town of Dry River. Everyone who had the time was on hand to comment on new arrivals. Today, however, a wall of stony silence faced the one man who got off the train. Hank Benson looked around with an air of uncertainty. Then he smiled warmly as Jim Towles, the stage driver, broke through the crowd and came toward him with outstretched hand.
Hank, you old son of a gun, I'm glad to see you back.
Hello, Jim. I'm glad you came. I hadn't expected all this.
Oh, them, they're only background. I'm the welcoming committee, complete with brass band.
Between you and the train, it's noisy enough at that. It's good to see you, Jim.
Forget it, that's what friends are for. Come on, I've got your horse right over here.
Everybody's going away without saying a word.
Well, lots of folks here still feel sore about your getting only 1 year in jail for robbing the stage office safe.
I know, but that's all.
And they don't like the idea of your coming back to town. Here are the horses.
Oh, hello, Pee-wee. Sure feels good to see you again, fella. Easy, boy. You took good care of him, Jim. I appreciate that.
Steady. I figured you'd need him. Hello there.
Yeah, Pee-wee.
Got your gear all packed, kid. Where do you figure on going from here?
No place. I'm staying.
You're making a mistake, Hank.
I don't think so, Jim.
Now, look, I know you didn't rob that safe, but the rest of the town thinks you did. They might make it plenty uncomfortable for you. A lot of them had their own money in that safe. They're not forgetting it.
I'm staying just the same. Mr. Harkness offered me my old job back, clerking in the express office.
Can't see why you want to make things tough for yourself, Hank. You'll be a lot happier in some other town where they don't know you.
I tell you, I'm not leaving until I can prove I'm innocent.
Don't see how you're going to do that.
There's only one way, and that's to find the one who framed me.
I sure wish you luck. It's a mighty cold trail you're trying to follow.
I'll follow it. Oh, say, there's Mr. Harkness coming out of the stage office. Oh, there.
Oh, boy. Welcome back, Hank.
Thanks, Mr. Harkness. Glad to see you again. I'll be coming back to work tomorrow morning.
There's no need to rush, boy. Pete Lewis will stay on until you're ready to take over. Hey, Pete!
Be right there, Mr. Harkness.
I don't want any time off, Mr. Harkness. I've had too much already. Mm. I'll be here in the morning.
I just wanted to see. Oh. So you're back.
Hank is coming back to work tomorrow, Pete. He's taking over his old job, and I want you to help him get started.
So you're really going to give this jailbird another chance?
Wait a minute.
Take it easy, Hank.
I promised Hank his job. I generally don't go back on my word.
I'll see you both in the morning. Get up, Pee-wee.
So long, Mr. Harkness. Get up. Come on.
See you in the morning.
You're making a mistake, Mr. Harkness. Just giving him a second chance at the safe.
I don't want to hear any more of that kind of talk. I believe Hank got a bad break and deserves another chance. I'm giving it to him.
Maybe. Mind if I go out for a while? I've got some things to do.
Go ahead.
Thanks. This is something mighty important.
Hank Benson went to Jim Towell's boarding house, left his things, and then went off for a long ride through the hills. Pete Lewis, meanwhile, had rounded up two friends and started after him. Knowing the trails Hank usually took, it was a simple matter for Pete to pick a good ambush spot.
We won't have long to wait now. He'll be coming up that trail in a minute.
Yeah.
You all ready, Spider?
Sure. You think he's packing a gun?
What if he is? There's three of us. Three guns always better than one, to my way of thinking.
Yeah. A lot of folks in town are going to thank us for this, Pete.
Hey, quiet. Here he comes. Hey, look at him. Acting like he owns the world. We'll soon fix that. Boy, let's go. Get up there.
Get up.
Get up.
Come on.
Get up.
Come on.
Hello, Pete. I thought you were working.
Hold on a minute, Benson.
What's the idea of blocking the trail?
This is a reception committee, Benson. We'd have known you were coming back today. We'd have waited for you at the station. Complete with tarn feathers.
You're not wanted in this town, Benson. If you know what's good for you, you'll keep riding and not come back.
You don't scare me off, Pete. I came back here to find out who framed me, and I'll stay until I do.
We heard all about that framing business at the trial last year. You found out fast enough nobody believed you. Now get out.
No.
Well, maybe me and the boys can change your mind for you.
Yeah. This quirt of mine is a good persuader.
Keep away from me or I'll...
You what? Kind of forgot you're not packing an iron, didn't you? Start in on him, Spider.
Get up there!
After him! Don't let him get away! Get up there! Sit him down! Don't let him get away, boy!
Two men who had been riding on a nearby ridge stopped for a moment when they saw the group of men on the trail below. Normally, they would have ridden on, but there was something in the tense position of the man who faced the group which indicated danger. When Benson turned his horse in an attempt to escape, the Lone Ranger and Tonto went into action.
Come on, Silver! Get him up, Scout!
Their two great stallions flashed down the hillside in an attempt to cut off Benson's pursuers. Before they reached the trail, they saw Benson stiffen, then fall forward in the saddle.
He's wounded. Go after him, Tonto. I'll hold him off. Come on, Silver.
Me go.
Get him, Scout.
Somebody's got it. Spit out.
The three men, startled by the sudden appearance of the Lone Ranger, fired a few shots, then turned and fled. The masked man rode after them for a short distance to make sure they wouldn't return, and then hurried back to where Tonto was working on the wounded man.
Hold me, fellow. Hold, Silver. Easy. Steady, big fella. How is he, Tonto?
Him hit inside. Him lucky. Bullet goes straight through.
Mass man.
Don't worry. Tonto is good at doctoring. He'll take care of you.
What are you going to do with me?
We'll make a temporary camp here until you feel well enough, and we'll take you home.
No, I'll be able to make it alone.
Not move now. Me fix bandage.
All right.
Why were those men chasing you?
That was Pete Lewis and his pals. They wanted to scare me into leaving town, but I don't scare easy.
I can see that. What's your name?
Benson. Hank Benson.
Benson? Then you must have just returned to town today.
Yes, I did. Oh, easy, Injun. Now that you know who I am, do you want to chase me out, too?
You've paid your debt to society, Hank. We can let the past bury itself.
No, we can't. I was framed last year, and I came back to find out who did that job. I don't know what I'm talking to you for.
Perhaps I can help you.
You help me. I don't want to seem ungrateful, mister. You've done a lot for me, but clearing my name is too large an order for an owl hoot.
I'm not an outlaw, Hank.
It don't matter to me what you are. I won't turn you in. This job of mine is something that's going to stay on the right side of the law.
Why not tell me about it? I heard that you were convicted of breaking into the safe at the stage office and stealing a large sum of money.
You've got that all wrong. Oh, that safe wasn't broken into. It was opened by somebody who knew the combination. And the only ones who are supposed to know it are the manager and me.
I see.
The job was done during the few minutes the watchman goes to the cafe for coffee. I used to work late, so I could have known that. That's the story. The jury decided pretty quick.
Was the money ever found?
No. I'd give a lot to get that back, too. Just to prove to Mr. Harkness that he wasn't wrong in trusting me.
Trusting you?
Yeah. He's giving me my job back tomorrow. He knows I'm not a crook, no matter what the rest of the town thinks.
I know it too, Hank.
What makes you so sure?
You get a feeling about people. I believe in you.
That's something that bothers me. I've got the same feeling about you. I'm positive that you're not an outlaw.
Good. Then we'll work together?
Well, I need all the help I can get. I've been making a lot of noise about finding a real criminal, but I haven't the faintest idea where to start.
As I remember, you didn't have much of a defense.
Defense? I didn't have any. And I went to bed early that night and didn't know anything about the robbery until the sheriff came after me. A man can't prove he was sleeping, can he?
Then there's only one thing left to do, and that's to force the real crook to give himself up.
It sounds easy the way you say it. I've been thinking about it for a year, and I haven't found the answer to that one yet. Have you?
We'll find one. But first, I need a lot more information. I want to know everything that happened around the time of the robbery. Everything.
While the Lone Ranger and Hank were talking, Pete Lewis and his two friends were riding back to town.
You don't try putting the blame on us for running away, Pete. You were scared yourself when that masked man came along.
Forget it. We got more important things to do right now. If we don't get to the sheriff before Hank does, we're in for plenty of trouble.
You were so sure he'd be alone, that we could handle him easy.
Well, that's what I was told. I couldn't know anything about that masked man. Here's the sheriff's office. Ho, ho, ho.
What do you want us to do?
Easy, boy. You wait here for me. Hey, Sheriff, I got news for you. Big news. Yes? I told you Hank Benson couldn't go straight, didn't I? Well, I was right.
What are you talking about?
Hank Benson. He's up in Llanos Hills right now plotting with some outlaws. I can prove it to you.
How?
Spider and Lemon, we were riding through the hills just a while ago. We came across him. When he saw us, they opened fire, but we got away.
They opened fire on you without any reason?
That's right. Just because we saw him. I think we got one of them, but I can't be sure. We were too busy getting away.
I didn't think Hank would do anything like that.
I've been telling you that all along.
Then Benson is through in this town.
I tell you, I can prove it. You get a posse and I'll take you there. We can get the outlaws, too.
All right, Pete. Wait a minute while I round up a couple of the boys and we'll be on our way.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Thank you. we'll continue our story. Hank Benson, the Lone Ranger, and Tonto talked earnestly for over an hour, discussing every angle of the robbery for which Benson had spent a year in prison. Finally, they worked out a plan by which they hoped to trap the real culprit.
Me fix food. By golly, it's getting dark. I better be going. I hadn't realized how late it was.
Well, you can stay and eat with us.
Oh, thanks. I better be getting back to town.
Do you think you'll be able to ride?
Sure. After that doctoring job at Tonto's, I almost forgot I had a wound. Thanks, Tonto.
Me help you mount horse.
No, I'll manage. Easy, boy. Yeah, there. So long.
Adios.
Get up, boy.
Hank rode slowly back to town, his mind full of the plans he and the Lone Ranger had made.
Get up.
He didn't even notice the sheriff and his posse until he was almost up to them.
Come on, get up.
There he is, Sheriff. That's Hank Benson.
Pull up, Hank. I want to talk to you.
Hold on. Hello, Sheriff. What have you got the posse out for?
You know doggone well why.
Pete. Oh, you dirty miracle.
Hold it, Hank.
After what he's done to me.
You listen to me first.
All right. I'll have my say later.
Hank, you're not starting out too well. The first day you're back, you're seen with an outlaw. Pete here told me all about it.
I was with a masked man, yeah. But he isn't an outlaw. And I didn't see him until after Pete and his pal shot
me. Oh, that's a lie. He's trying to get out of it by accusing me.
Shut up, Pete. What's your story, Hank?
Pete and two of his thugs stopped me while I was riding this afternoon. They were going to force me to get out of town. I tried to get away, so they shot me. Then a masked man and an Indian drove him away and bandaged me up. That's the truth, Sheriff.
Yeah? Who are you going to believe, Sheriff? Me or this jailbird? You remember the way he lied at the trial?
Do you have any proof of this, Hank?
No, I guess not. There's only the masked man, and I can't get in touch with him right now.
Here, you see, he admits it. He ought to be driven out of town before him and his owl hoot friends pull another job.
I said shut up. Let's start back to town, men.
Get up. Aren't you going after that masked man?
No. Do you know who he is, Hank?
I don't know, Sheriff. He wouldn't tell me his name.
A masked man and an Indian. What color horse does he ride?
White. Pure white. The finest animal I've ever seen. Why?
Did you hear the Indian's name?
Yeah, he called him Tonto. Do you know him?
Maybe, if he's the same hombre I'm thinking about.
Now listen, Sheriff.
Wait till I finish talking. Did you do much talking, you and the masked man?
He promised to help me catch the critter who robbed the safe and framed me for it.
He doesn't believe you did it, eh?
That's right. And now I'm going to try to clear myself. I think I have some leads that'll expose the real crook. I'm going to work late tomorrow night to make sure I'm right.
You see what I told you? It's just a trick to cover up another robbery. And this time you won't wait to be caught.
Hold there. Get out of here, Pete. You're wasting our time.
What?
I said start riding. Vamoose.
All right. You can't say I didn't warn you. Get up there.
And the next time you go for a ride, leave your shooting irons at home, or I'll take them away from you. That little squirt.
Then you believe me?
Yeah. What else happened?
Well, that's all there is to it. Except that the masked man is laying a trap. And we hope the real bandit springs it.
I've got a cell all ready for him, whenever you want it.
Oh, you sure have me puzzled, Sheriff. I was expecting you to object.
Hank, as long as your masked friend is in on this, I know you'll stay inside the law. Now let's get home. Get in there.
Oh, get up.
The next morning, Hank reported for work early. Rather than stir up any more friction, Mr. Harkness, the manager, sent Pete out on another job and spent the morning with Hank, reacquainting him with his duties. They were so engrossed in their work that neither of them heard the office door open.
Hey, Hank!
Huh?
Aren't you ready to go yet? Hello, Mr. Harkness.
Hello, Jim.
Go? Go where?
Out to eat, you idiot. It's past noon.
Is it that late? I didn't notice.
I swear you'd have worked right through the day if I hadn't stopped you. Come on, you've done enough for one morning.
He's right. I'm
kind of hungry myself.
I'll be with you as soon as I get my coat.
If that wound is bothering you, you can take the rest of the day off, Hank.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Harkness, but I want to work. I'm coming back tonight, too.
Oh, now, look, enough is enough. You need some fun. We're going out and enjoy ourselves tonight.
No, I can't, Jim. I'm setting a trap for a crook.
What are you going to do?
Yeah, you told me yesterday you didn't have any idea who he was.
Remember I told you about that masked man who saved me yesterday?
Yeah.
So he and I worked out a scheme. He figures that if the crook hears I've got a lead, he'll come after me. The masked man is going to hide outside the back window to catch him.
Oh, you're both loco. He'd have sense enough to keep away. What kind of a lead do you have?
I promised him I wouldn't tell anybody. Come on, let's eat. I just realized how hungry I was.
There was a silvery peacefulness behind the stage office that night as the Lone Ranger and Tonto slid quietly into a hiding place they had chosen earlier. From this vantage point, they had a clear view of the shadowy yard as well as the office in which Hank was working industriously.
Hank is doing his part. All we can do is wait here and watch.
Maybe crook not come tonight.
That crook has to be one of the men Hank told us about. That man will be here.
Someone come.
Yes, I see.
Him stop in shadow.
Watch carefully. We must be sure he's the right one before we make our move.
How we know?
Only if he tries to go after Hank. It'll be close, but there's no other way. I wish I could see who it is.
Him, son. You hurt?
Don't worry about me. Go after him.
What happened?
Masked man shot. Me go after crook. Get him up, scout!
Who did it? You see him?
No. He was in the shadow. I was waiting for him to go after you. He turned and shot me instead.
Here, let me take a look at that wound.
Oh, it isn't so bad.
Oh, it's bad enough. I'll bandage the shoulder for you. A little more to the left and you'd have been finished.
Just tie that cloth around it.
All right.
Tonto will take care of it later. I shot at him, but the bullet threw me off my aim.
Then we're right back where we started. There, that should do it.
Here comes Tonto.
Maybe he found out who it was.
No, he's alone.
Whoa, hold on, Steady. You all right, Kimasabe?
Yes, it was just a shoulder wound. Hank bandaged it up. Did you find him?
Too many tracks on Main Street. No, see him.
Oh, then we're finished. I haven't a chance in the world.
Whoever shot at me knew I'd be hiding here. Hank, how many people did you tell about our plan?
Not many. Mr. Harkness, the sheriff, Jim Told, Pete Lewis. It must have been Pete. He's been trying to get me run out of town from the minute I came back. Pete Lewis and the sheriff now.
There's a light in the stage office. Somebody's in there.
Get inside quickly. Tell them what happened out here.
All right.
Find some excuse to get Harkness and Jim Tolles here, too. Now, hurry.
Right.
Just a minute.
Pete said he heard shots coming from around here.
You're just too late, Sheriff. They got away.
I'd say we got here just in time. Look there, the safe's open.
What?
I'm going to get Mr. Harkness. This time he'll fire you for sure.
Say, what's going on here? A redskin told me you were in trouble, Hank.
It's more serious than that, Jim. Somebody shot the Lone Ranger.
The Lone Ranger?
Yep. He was the masked man who was working with Hank.
He and I set a trap for that crook. But somehow he caught onto it. Instead of firing at me, he shot the masked man. I don't know where he is now.
So it was the Lone Ranger who was working with you.
I'm still working with him, Jim.
The masked man.
Then you're all right.
The crook shot me, but you can see he didn't kill me. Collect their guns, Hank.
Right.
Hey, what's the idea? I'm not giving up mine.
Only four of you knew of the trap Hank and I set for tonight. Therefore, one of you must have fired at me. Whoever did it will have either two empty chambers or a freshly cleaned gun.
Now, give me that gun or I'll take it from you the hard way. You don't have your pals to back you up now.
All right.
Here's mine, Hank. I got nothing to hide.
I know that, Jim. Mr. Harkness?
I'm afraid I can't help you, Hank. I don't have one.
Well, come, Mr. Harkness. You always carry a gun.
That's easy to explain. papers in such a hurry, I forgot to put my gun belt on.
Well, you can't be accusing Mr. Harkness, Sheriff. He couldn't have done it.
I don't know about that. After all, he's the only other man who had the combination to the safe last year.
Come on,
Tommy. Yes, Toto?
I don't like to have my honesty questioned, Sheriff. I stood up for Hank last year as best I could. I'll stand up for myself, too.
Maybe we better check these guns first, Sheriff.
All right. Then we'll go to your house and check yours, Harkness.
That won't be necessary, Sheriff. Otto found the weapon. This carbine. It's been fired recently.
What?
And it belongs to... Watch him, he's trying to get away.
No, you don't.
I got him.
These cuffs will hold you.
Jim Toles. Oh, I can't believe it. Why, he was my friend.
Only because he could make use of you, Hank.
I'm beginning to see it now. Jim was in the office with you a lot. He must have watched you open the safe plenty of times. Often enough to memorize the combination.
Well, yeah, that's true.
In that business of knowing when the watchman was away, why, anybody could have found that out.
Jim, so that's why you kept showing me ways of running Hank out of town. You were using me to cover up for you.
You were so crazy to get Hank's job, you'd have done just about anything. Don't blame that on me.
That's enough out of you. Come on now.
I still can't believe it. I thought he was my friend. Golly, if it hadn't have been for that mask, man, where'd he go?
He must have left. Well, you can thank your lucky stars you met him, boy. There's one man you can be sure will never let you down. That's the Lone Ranger.